and may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
And it is Loveline. I am Dr. Drew. He is Adam Carolla. He is late this evening, as he will be much of the week, because he is, I guess they call it co-hosting over at Jimmy Kimmel. And I'm sure he will call in on his way down to the studio here tonight. But it's a great blessing upon me that I'm here. We can get through some calls. And so let's...
He's a big boy.
And we, of course, have... Thank you, Anderson. We have the virtual Adam. So you won't even know that Adam's not here, as a matter of fact. As a matter of fact.
He's a big boy.
Okay. You got anything else?
What are you going
to
do?
Okay, thank you. All right, here we go. This is Becky, who is... well, no, why can't I call these things out? There you go. Becky is 23. Becky?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I'm kind of wondering what besides an STD could cause a slight smell in my vagina.
Nobody wants to hear it!
Yeah, I'm not sure they do. However, it almost without exception is an infection, and it isn't necessarily even an STD. It can just be a bacterial overgrowth. So, and it's something the doctors can treat with creams. It's very simple, not a big deal. It is something you and your boyfriend or husband, whoever, could pass back and forth. But you ought to get this evaluated.
Okay.
Sometimes it needs an oral antibiotic. There's something called trichomonas that isn't
as easy. Could it be caused by depression medication?
Yes and no. I mean, almost anything can cause the sort of bacteria down there to get out of control and alter its balance and whatnot, but usually it's an infection. Usually it's something that's passed back and forth, but it's not sort of a formal STD. It's not a classic STD.
No,
all right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good luck there. All right. Let's talk to Julie, 16. Julie.
Yeah.
Hi. What's going on?
Yeah. You want? Yeah. See, like, well, yeah. I'll be masturbating in the shower, right?
You'll be masturbating. Wait, bye. Slow down.
Hey, it takes all kinds.
Yeah, thank you, Adam. You'll be masturbating in the shower.
Yeah, and about an hour later, yeah, I'll be like coming in the bathroom, shower. And
shower.
About an hour later.
Slow down. Yeah.
And about an hour later, I'll start coming again.
Right.
And good times.
Like, and what?
And then like I stopped, like for about a month or two, I stopped masturbating, and I was still coming for no reason.
Well, there's a couple possibilities. One is that if you've sort of stimulated yourself vigorously, there can be kind of aftershocks that go on for a while afterwards. That's a pretty common thing.
Good times.
Also, there's a syndrome of continuous sexual arousal that sometimes women get, and they describe it as very unpleasant. I know men have a hard time understanding the possibility that continued orgasm would be something unpleasant, but it gets very aggravating sometimes. And they don't really know exactly what causes this. Are you on any medication?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Are you still having this problem?
Yeah.
Even now, you're still doing this?
Yeah.
How often do you have orgasms?
I don't know, like, probably like every 20, maybe 30 minutes.
Good times.
Wow. Anne, are you on there? I have a big article on this in my little black folder of articles and stuff. Can you hold on a second, Julie? We're going to talk to you a little more, okay?
Yeah, okay.
I'm sure Adam will want to talk to you because he actually wasn't even clear. I brought in an article on this syndrome one night and he was like sort of didn't believe it was possible. So let's talk to Jessica in the meantime. She's 18. Jessica?
Hello.
Hang on, Jessica. And to Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, and Brian, don't hang up on Julie. I want to talk to her some more. Go ahead, Jessica.
Okay, I have a problem. I'm not very comfortable with my body because of my boobs, because my nipples are really, like, a lot bigger than most people's, I would say. But I was wondering if, like, there's such thing as, like, a nipple reduction or something.
Not that I'm aware of, but...
I'm sorry. I'm not confident, like, taking my shirt off during sex. And, like, I wanted to be a stripper and, like, I don't know, just dance or whatever, but I can't do that because... I'm not confident enough to take off my shirt.
Well, let's talk about this a little bit. First of all, guys don't mind this at all, what you have, right? In fact, a lot of guys like this.
I assume they do. I'm too worried to take
You're
off.
Too worried about. Do you have normal relationships? You're able to have a boyfriend, that kind of thing?
Not really. It's like I find reasons to make it not work, I guess.
Right. So what happened? You're growing up.
Nothing.
Well, something must happen. You want to be a stripper?
I mean. Younger, my babysitter had molested us, and that
okay.
was.
Except for that, though.
But like, except, I can't remember that.
All right, except for that, nothing happened, absolutely nothing. Perfectly normal,
right.
Perfectly normal. Yeah, except for that. That's huge, Jessica. That's a giant, giant issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Those kinds of traumas in childhood are the things that lead to impulses like wanting to be a stripper, having issues with your sexual orientation and identity, being uncomfortable in intimate relationships. Do you go through periods of time where you're sort of hypersexual?
Yeah. Okay.
And then periods of time where you're shut down completely?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that sort of bipolar quality, that on again, off again, is also part of this trauma stuff. So why don't you deal with that instead of acting out on it and worrying about your nipples, because that is not going to cure this problem.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen therapists before, but I kind of don't follow through because it seems like they don't help me. And
all right. Well,
if you don't,
you have a big problem, and if you don't stay with it for years, you're going to continue to have a big problem.
Yeah.
Just visiting somebody for a couple of sessions is going to do absolutely nothing.
But there's no such thing as like a nipple reduction or anything like that. Like, there's no such thing. Because, I don't know, I would probably feel more confident. Maybe that's not really what it is.
That's right. That's not what it is.
Okay.
Because guys like that, I'm sure you're fine.
Well,
the problem is you in intimate relationships, and that's not going to get better by reducing your areola. Okay, it really isn't. All right?
All righty, thank you.
All right, good luck. Yeah, people are, what is this? You can't be satisfied unless reality conforms with what you want. And if reality doesn't conform, whoever tells you what reality is at fault. Come on.
Hey, it takes all kinds.
It does. I need to hear more from Adam Anderson. Alyssa, 18.
Hi, I was wondering if smoking cigarettes can alter the size of your breasts.
What are you going to do?
Like make them smaller?
Yeah, like if you smoke before you're fully developed or something.
Well, it affects oxygen delivery and certain enzymatic function in the peripheral organs, and it makes you lose weight, and that can reduce your breast size. But
ultimately,
I'm not aware of it affecting development per se. Development
really?
Of the breast. Why? What's the matter?
I was just wondering because I smoked when I was like 15, and now I'm 18, and I was just wondering if that had anything to do with like
CoCor.
And what's happening now with you?
Nothing. I was just wondering if that had anything to do with the size of my breast.
And what's wrong with the size of your breasts?
Oh, nothing. I was just wondering if that had something to do with it. Somebody told me that smoking cigarettes can alter that.
Like they would be bigger if you didn't smoke
smaller.
Cigarettes when you're 15? They'd be smaller if you didn't smoke cigarettes.
No, if I did.
They'd be smaller.
If I did when I was younger growing up.
Well, you didn't
smoke cigarettes.
You
understand why I hate our callers, even the ones that have been raped?
Yeah, I begin to understand that. Okay, Tiffany, 20.
Hello?
Hi, what's going on?
Hi, I'm 4.5 months pregnant, and there's two possible fathers, and I just was wondering if it's possible to get a DNA test before the baby is born.
It's probably possible, but it would put the pregnancy at some risk, and no one would do it.
Okay.
Why do you need it before?
I mean, it would just be easier to know, who the father is.
Right. Well, it's worth putting the pregnancy at risk? No. Okay?
Okay.
No. Okay, great calls tonight. This is Melanie, 24.
Hi.
Hi, Melanie.
I have a question. Typically, after sex, I go to the restroom and expel the semen from my vagina. And a couple of times last week, I failed to do that.
Such a command of language. This is such a delightful language. Yeah, go ahead. You
right
expel the same one, yes.
So I was wondering if by not doing that, that could cause a bladder infection.
No. Because plenty is left behind anyway, right?
There's typically some left behind, but I try to expel as much as possible afterwards.
Why?
Sanitary reasons,
First of all, there's tons left behind, I promise.
Right.
And just the overflow, getting rid of the overflow, what do you imagine that's going to do?
I don't know. That's why I'm calling it
nothing. Nothing. Afterwards. Zero. Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
You're constructed to handle that. And whatever sort of falls out afterwards will kind of fall out on its own, and that's that.
Right.
That's why you make the big bucks.
That's right. Thanks, Adam. But the bladder infection is from the direct trauma to that area.
Okay.
All right. And so you got to kind of...
the activity, not what's left behind.
That's right. And some women have to take antibiotics every time they have sex.
No kidding.
That certainly happens.
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
That.
Good luck. This is Chris, who's 18. Chris?
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi. I was wondering if smoking weed can make you sterile.
Well, it can reduce your testosterone levels. It can increase estrogen. It can cause breast development, particularly
good
in young
times.
Yeah, good times. Adolescent males.
Good times.
Not females, unfortunately, well, for the women.
Me and my girlfriend sleep together a lot, and no protection, and she don't ever get pregnant.
Well, she will. She will.
All right, thanks.
It's a Russian roulette. All right, I'll go back a little bit now to Julie. Julie.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got my article on the persistent sexual arousal syndrome out, okay?
Yeah.
They actually abbreviate it to PSAS. Physiologic responses characteristic of arousal. Okay, do not resolve with ordinary orgasmic experience. Arousal are usually experienced as unrelated to subjective sense of sexual excitement. Is that right? You're not really thinking about sex? Sexual arousal may be triggered not only by sexual activity, but seemingly non-sexual stimuli or even no stimulus.
Yeah.
The experiences are uninvited, intrusive, and unwanted. Is that right?
Yeah. Most of the time I'll be thinking about sex, but not most of the time.
It'll happen no matter what.
Yeah.
Well, in this article, there was not, there wasn't much to tell you in terms of how to handle this.
Boring bit.
It's not a boring bit. It's kind of interesting. We've never talked to somebody with this problem. Let me see if this particular article has any... some medication maybe, like serotonin reuptake inhibitors, that sort of thing, medicines for depression.
I was just wondering if it could hurt my other systems in my body.
No, although you really should have a medical evaluation just to make sure there's not something else triggering, like some other endocrine disturbance or some other... phenomenon in the genital area, so you ought to see a gynecologist.
Okay.
I do want you to talk to Adam. Would you mind hanging on a few minutes?
Yeah, sure.
All right, good times. This is
what are you
going
to do?
We're 18. That's what we're going to find out. Andrew.
Yo.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. My girlfriend had an abortion about a month ago, or maybe a little less than that, and I've just been feeling really guilty because of it, and I have a hard time, continuing our relationship. We've been together for like 2 years now, and I can't get it out of my mind. I just have this horrible guilt attached to it, so I don't know what to do.
Well, what do you mean guilt?
Like, I feel like, I don't know, I kind of let her down by having this happen and kind of scarred her permanently.
What are you going to do?
She didn't participate in this?
Oh, no. I mean, like, it was me and her, and then she had this, and she didn't really want me there for when the operation happened, so I just kind of...
I'm trying to understand the source of your guilt. So you're feeling guilty about what?
I don't know, about her having to suffer the pain that me and her cause.
And how is she doing?
She's doing okay. I mean, we're still together. We're working through it. She's okay now. She was actually more okay with having it done than I was.
And do you have strong feelings about abortion, or did you before this happened?
I was kind of raised in a Catholic family, so uh-huh. I guess, from a little kid, I was kind of told that it was wrong.
Abortion.
I mean, I thought it was the right thing to do in our situation because we're not really ready to have a kid. But,
and so now that you've done this to her, the next move is to abandon her? That you won't feel guilty then?
Oh no, that's not it at all.
So you said you don't see that you can stay in this relationship?
No, I feel guilty because I don't know. I just the way I'm looking at it, and I can't really find another perspective, is that me and her made a mistake and she had to pay for it.
Right.
So I don't know how to deal with that.
You understand why I hate our callers?
I'm not sure I understand what kind of help you need. You're going to struggle with this. You're going to resolve it in some way. What you opened up by saying you wanted to end the relationship. You didn't think you could stay with her.
No. That's not. That, I don't. Maybe you misunderstood me. That's not really what I said.
Okay.
What I said is that I still want to be with her. I just don't know how to get past this.
How to get past this? How about dropping it?
You've done it.
It's done. If you have some penance you need to pay, that's about you. Go take care of it. She's handling herself. She's fine. She's not been spoiled or destroyed or decimated by this experience. This is all about you.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do with her. And you're being unfair to her by at least emotionally abandoning her and sulking in your own crap for having really not taken care of things in the first place properly. And how about, doing whatever penance you feel you need to do, maybe consulting with your clergy and seeing, how you can exonerate yourself if you ever can or what you need to do to feel better. Never doing anything like this again if it's important to you. Supporting your girlfriend and getting on with your life. learning from this.
All right.
I don't think, I don't know if that was real. This is a Monica 20. Monica?
Hello?
Hi, what's going on?
Hi. I've been trying to get a hold of you guys for a while. Actually, I'm back with my boyfriend now, but we had broke up a while ago because I found a condom in his trash can with, can I say, I don't know, poo on it.
With poo on it?
Hey, it takes all kinds.
Does indeed. Hey, you know, go ahead.
We just bought a dildo, and we're experimenting with that. And I'm at his house every single night, so I know he couldn't have cheated on me, but I don't know.
Do you think he put the condom on the vibrator and showed the vibrator?
In himself, yes.
Yeah, good time.
Okay, so after I found that out, he had already gone to work, and I kind of got suspicious. So I was looking through his stuff, and I found, like, fat girl porn.
Good times.
Obese girl porn. And I don't know, I mean, is this some sort of psychological thing? Because, I mean, I'm not overweight. I'm 110 pounds. And
well, it's a fetish of some type, and it's certainly, you know, fetishes tend not to exist as isolated phenomenon. They're part of a, you know, more substantial, it's a symptom of a psychological makeup, so to speak. But it doesn't mean he's a complete train wreck. And guys can have fetishes in their sort of porn imaginary life that don't really bleed into their real life. So it's kind of... You want to hold on a second? I want to get another opinion on Adam for this one, okay?
Okay.
Let's see what he says.
Good times.
Good times. This is Jessica 19.
Hi.
What's up?
I was calling because I want to know why my hymen's never broken, or at least I don't think it has.
That's why you make the big bucks.
Because you haven't had sex.
Well, no, I have had sex.
Then you don't have a hymen. Then you don't have a hymen.
Okay, well, there is never any bleeding or anything.
Oh, well. Doesn't always happen.
The only reason I was asking is because, like, the guy that I was with accused me of not being a virgin when I was with him because he said, like, stuff that's supposed to happen never happened like that.
Well, why were you with an ass?
I don't know.
The guy was an asshole, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I haven't talked
to him. That's a much more important issue than whether or not your hymen needs to be rejuvenated. Much more important. He's an asshole. That's what this all boils down to.
It's like just because there's not bleeding or anything doesn't mean it never broke?
Doesn't mean a damn thing. If you have had a penis inside your vagina, there's not a hymen.
Okay.
Basically. Okay?
Okay.
Feel better?
Yeah.
Do you continue to have relationships with assholes, or are you sort of...
Well, that's like the first guy that I ever, like, actually first and only I ever slept with, so first.
All right. Next time.
No, not the right.
Next time, get a nicer guy, right? Somebody want to be a boyfriend with. All right, good times. This is Eric, who's 23. Eric?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I have a question. Like, every time if I'm either going down on my girlfriend or having sex with her, she'll have, like, an abnormal, a large amount of, like, mucus.
Good and times.
I know it's kind of, like, normal, but. She won't even reach her orgasm state yet, and there'll be like an abnormal amount. And it's
a flood.
What's that?
Like a flood.
Yeah, exactly.
So it much sucks. That you can't sort of get any friction going when you have intercourse? Or is it just the pure amount?
It's just a large amount. And it sucks because sometimes she'll feel like guilty about it, and like she doesn't like to be intimate at times because
yeah,
it's like.
Yeah, I know. It's. And that's an unfortunate thing. There's a lot of women that have some sort of female ejaculation or a lot of fluid, and they feel like they're the only person on earth that this happens to, and then they don't want to have sex, and they feel guilty and weird, and no one ever talks about it. No, it's normal. Who cares? Eric's does it really bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
No. Okay, it's there. So. There you go.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? It's normal.
Yeah.
No, she got to relax. That's absolutely fine. It's a good thing. She's very aroused. Healthy girl. All right?
All right,
good times. Sarah, by the way, who was that in line one I was talking to?
What?
Well, I was talking to somebody on line one that I think they hung up on. So, all right, what's going on, Sarah? You're 20.
Yes. A few days ago, I started bleeding, and I thought it was just normal spotting, and I'm on the pill and everything, and it just kind of never went away, and I thought it may have, and I had sex with my boyfriend, and to say the least, it definitely did not go away. And I was just kind of worried about it because, I mean, so now, like, 3 or 4 days now, there's just continuous blood, and I want to know what that could be caused by.
It's your pill.
Oh, really?
Birth control. Are you on a new pill?
No, I've been on the same one for at least a year.
Which one?
Estracept.
Estracept? Estracept? I can't hear what you're saying.
Estracept.
Okay.
Same, but yeah.
Well, you know, again, being sexually active can cause unstable lining to sort of fluff. And if you've been sort of marginal in terms of your stability of your endometrium with the pill, now it becomes unstable. That's all right. You ought to talk to your doctor about it. But mid-cycle bleeding or even continuous mid-cycle bleeding is a very common side effect of the pill. And it's
even if it lasts for like 4 or 5 days?
It may last the whole month.
Oh.
Probably will. And the shots, the Depo-Provera, you bleed continuously for 3 months, continuously, every single day. So, again, you might talk to the doctor about changing the pill next time around if it really bothers you. This may come and go on its own without any difficulty. If you get a lot of pelvic pain, it's something you should look into right away because occasionally the pill doesn't work, and bleeding and pelvic pain is an ectopic or tubal pregnancy until proven otherwise. You have to check that out. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
The world is your oyster. I mean, because that's all the world is.
Need we say more? What? Oh, we got to go to break? All right, so we will go to break. I'm Dr. Drew. Adam Carolla is, I bet, on his way in here. He's been co-hosting the Jimmy Kimmel Show all week, and he will make his illustrious return. The phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191. And as you see, I have a chance to burn through a few calls when Adam's not here, and we will continue to do that. I want to remind people, please, again, buy the book Cracked, buy my book. I can't tell you how strongly I feel about the material. No, I don't get any money. I don't get any money for it. I get the satisfaction knowing something I created and put a couple years of my life into. No, I don't. I wish I did. I don't. People get some information I think is really important. And I was realizing today as I was doing a couple interviews that I don't have the time. Oh, my God, he's here. Get that mic, that one. I'm going to break.
I know. But I made it before the break.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
Huh?
All right, we'll be right back after this. Come on,
Drew.
Go.
Music cues, I sues on booze, I cues on booze, I cues on my kids are cues on, I see.
There you go. Hey, buddy, you don't need that cheat sheet.
It's always like my zoom, wazee, wazoom, zoom, zee.
It says you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Drew always looks around for his cheat sheet that has
the lyrics.
Lyrics on it, but he doesn't need that. You don't need that, Drew.
Good times.
All right. Hey, I'm back, everybody. Sorry. Doing Jimmy Kimmel Live all week, doing a little sidekicking over there, and the show ends about 5-6 minutes after the show begins, so I fly across town as fast as I can and get over here.
Good. You get here right at the end of the... I got to get one segment in, which is a nice little piece, you know, piece of love.
For you, not for the listeners.
I understand that, but, you know...
I heard you kicking the guy's ass whose girlfriend had the abortion.
I wasn't...
It seemed like you're being a little too tough on that guy.
The problem I had with him was he wanted... It was all about him. He really didn't give an S about his girlfriend.
Yeah.
She was fine, but
he
was overwrought.
Yeah.
So much so, he was trying to destroy the relationship. That's why I was pissed off.
But, Drew, this got a little cathartic at a certain point.
No.
You got issues with this.
Do I?
You know what you're... You know, you do have... If you want to piss Drew off, do that thing where it's about you, but it's not about the person who actually went through the tragedy.
That's right.
And Drew will immediately get angry.
Yes.
Which is true.
Yeah.
I mean, you should be that way to a certain degree, but I was listening, and it sounded like he was saying that she went through this. He felt guilty that she went through it alone, felt somewhat responsible. He was talking about it screwing up the relationship and then possibly breaking up.
Then he
backed off it. I'm just saying this was one of the few guys that actually felt some remorse over an abortion.
All right. Well, that's why the two of us, to buffer each other.
Now, if I was here, I would start yelling at him, too.
No,
but I'm just saying, when I was driving my car, I thought
to,
a little tough on the
on
kid.
On the spectrum of what we hear about, where guys just dump women off or abandon them as soon as they get pregnant.
Or call and want to know what her problem is because she's not putting out.
Right. No, you're right. On the spectrum of Loveline, he's way up the scale. But that whole, I get so irritated by that narcissism that, you know, it'd be one thing if he said, what can I do to her? She's suffering. I feel like I need to do something. It's like, I feel guilty. I've done something. There you go again.
Well, Drew.
That makes me angry. I've spoiled her. So now she has to go through the abortion. She has to whatever feeling she has about it, and now she has to feel like she's been tainted by this guy too.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, I'm just saying he can feel guilty. There's many men out there who after an abortion can feel a sense of loss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
You're right,
Julie.
Okay.
Julie?
Yeah.
All right.
Julie's got the persistent sexual arousal syndrome, and I wanted you to talk to her.
Mm-hmm. What is that syndrome, Drew?
It's where they keep having orgasm constantly without any sexual stimuli.
They can never stop?
She has them like every 20 minutes.
For no reason?
No reason.
Just walking down the street?
Not even walking, whatever.
All right. Julie?
Yeah.
Have you had an orgasm in the last 5 minutes?
No.
Okay.
I've been halfway asleep.
Halfway asleep.
I see. Will you have them in your sleep?
No.
Seems like you would. I've had them in my sleep, and I don't have that persistent problem. Although, I never let the tank fill up, so I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Julie.
Yeah.
So, Julie sounds like a pain in the ass already.
No, but she's tired. She was actually a little more spry.
Okay.
So you want me to tell you again?
I just want Adam to have a chance to poke at you a little bit. He's never talked to somebody that has this syndrome. And when I brought this article in, you questioned whether it could really exist, remember?
No.
No.
But okay. Right. Go ahead, Julie.
So, does anything... So, do you masturbate still?
No, because I don't want to make it worse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
How do you hide it?
How do I hide it?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me change phones. My phone's messed up.
All right. You understand why I don't like Julie?
She's going to bed. That's why.
I know. I was just yelling at you for yelling at the callers, but now I'm mad at Julie. She's like annoyed that we've asked these questions.
Yeah, I kept her waiting.
Do you have one? Yeah. Do you have a boyfriend? Yeah. Well, how do you do it? No. We've taken time out of her busy schedule to talk about her female orgasmic syndrome, and now she's angry.
Hello,
Julie.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, sorry for calling so late, sweet pea.
It's okay.
Okay. So, what happens when you're with a guy? Have you ever had a boyfriend?
Yeah.
All right. I'm done with Julie.
Okay.
I don't care. Here's the thing, everybody.
It's the only part of her body that's alive. It's the one trying to spring to life.
I know. Maybe it's zapped her of all her energy. You know what it's like? It's like she sprung a leak in her vagina and all her essence is coming out through it. There's nothing left for us. Yeah.
Kryptonite.
All right. One more time. Julie?
Yes.
Sorry, sweetie. Okay. What can we do about this, Drew?
Well, I was telling you to get it. Gynecologist have a sort of anatomic evaluation, endocrine evaluation, and maybe start some antidepressant medicines, things that alter orgasmic functioning.
Right. What is the antidepressant that will slow you down sexually the most?
Prozac or Zoloft.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you don't know, normally when a healthy, regular, normal person gets on the Prozac or the Zoloft, it slows them down to the point where sometimes they don't even want it at all.
Right.
So if we can give some of that to Julie, that'll shut her down to the point where maybe she'll be like you and I.
Mm.
Julie?
Yeah.
How about, again, sorry for disturbing you. How about going to your doctor, getting a workup, and seeing maybe about getting some Prozac or Zoloft?
All right.
Yeah.
All right,
good times. Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering, could you, send me one of your books?
Well, no, I'm going to send books.
You are?
I'm going to do that.
Why
don't you talk to Ann off the air here?
I want to send
people. So you don't specifically have the kind of problems I want to send the book out to, but because you initiated this whole process, I may be able to.
Let's send her like a rock. Julie, do you really think you deserve a book for this crappy call?
No, it's something totally different than that. I'd rather not say it. But it's something totally different than I want the book.
Okay. All right. Most nights I would explore that cryptic message, but I'm in no mood tonight. All right. Maybe he'll send you the book. Maybe he won't.
Ann's going to talk to you. All right. Hold on.
All right.
All right. Good times. Go to the doctor. Four. All right. Let's.
Line five.
You want to go to line five?
Yeah.
All right. Raina?
Yes.
You're 17?
Yes.
What's up?
I had a question for Dr. Drew. Mm-hmm. I just moved to Fresno, 2 months ago. And since I've been here, there hasn't been, jack to do. So, I listen to your radio station, and that's, the highlight of my whole entire day. But my question is, I listen to all these people, like, calling in with all these, like, stupid, stupid problems. Mm-hmm. And I want to know how you classify these people.
Strangely, Raina doesn't stand out as different from the rest of the
callers. Not really.
So, yeah, so.
There are callers.
Coincidentally.
No.
Teenagers.
Like.
What do you mean classify?
Okay, there's people that listen, you know, because they want to know, because they know that someone stupid.
Right.
Is going to call in and ask this question, but they're going to be all dramatic about it, you know? And, like, nobody can ever just ask you something, like, you know what I mean?
No. Right.
They have to be really...
Listen, look, who cares? It's not a real question. It's sort of a critique mixed in with a question.
I think she's curious about, is there something different about our callers? Who calls is sort of her thing. And the strange irony is, she's calling, asking that question, and she doesn't stand out as different than the rest. But
yeah, they're screwed up teenagers who have difficulty forming a question, much
well,
like Raina.
We have two types, really, and I think Adam tunes into the type that have what I would call euphemistically cognitive problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-mm. They don't understand things?
Yes.
Okay.
And then the higher majority still, I believe, are those that have real serious emotional problems. And people with more serious problems tend to be those that call radio stations.
Yes.
So we select for people that are pretty disturbed.
And you should all learn from these people's misfortune.
That's the idea. Now, when you do hear a clear question, somebody calls, hey, I needed some information about fill in the blank, that's different. Those people are not disturbed. Those people just have a question. Mm-hmm.
Is the blank the vagina? Is that what you mean?
Oftentimes, yeah. I can't say that.
Okay. Gwen?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
First of all, I just want to say hi, you guys. I listen to you every night.
Thank you.
Okay, my question is, when I was 9, my father passed away, and ever since then, you know, I've relied on guys. I'm a typical Loveline case. You know, I've relied on guys for
Yet you're
the attention.
Not. You're not, though. We can feel it already. You're not really.
Yeah.
Because you know what your problem is.
Yeah.
Yeah, my problem was when I was 15, I worked at a haunted house locally, and I met this one guy. I was really attracted to him. He cheated on his girlfriend.
Let me ask you something real quick. How much work can you get out of a local haunted house? I mean, it seems to me that somewhere around October, toward the end, maybe around Halloween, business would pick up, but... The other 11 months out of the year doesn't seem like there'd be a whole lot of foot traffic in a local haunted house.
It's from middle of September to the beginning of November, and it's really nothing until Halloween season. So,
Halloween. She worked there for a while. So yeah,
I see.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I said.
I know.
Okay. Anyway, I really.
So let me just Easter not as big as Halloween in the haunted house business.
No.
Christmas.
They actually tried to make, like, an elf house. It was very unsuccessful.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
People banging their head on the door jam. All right, Gwen. So what did you do there, by the way?
I was an actress.
Witch?
No, I was a vampire.
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 I'm very, very good at that.
Let me tell you something real quick about these haunted houses. I went up to the Playboy Mansion on Halloween last year, maybe 2 years ago, and they had a haunted house, but, I mean... They've come a long way.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It ain't the weird thing with, the, you know, the mom who puts the hamburger meat in the corner and says, that's brains, They're using lasers and holograms now and stuff.
Wow.
And this thing must have cost $75,000 to set up on a Hughes lawn, but scared the bejesus out of me.
Really? Interesting.
I mean, it's come a long way, Drew. Wow. If you have not been to a haunted house lately.
I was one of the local... church puts on or something.
Yeah, they do the one where they take the card table and cut the hole in it, and the guy put his head through it and then put a towel around it full of blood. New stuff. Weird and scary.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
That. We're actually really good. We're in Woodland Hills. You should come by.
Yeah.
And
have you had any deaths? Have you had any heart attacks?
No, but we nightly have people pee in their pants.
Actually
have bonuses. We get cash bonuses if we get them to pee in their pants.
Oh, my God. Now, wait a minute.
What's number two? What do you get, like $40 bucks for number two and $20 for number one?
I have no idea.
Okay. So, anyway, you met a 20-year-old guy when you were 15?
Wait a minute. That sounds dangerous to me that they encourage you to get people to pee their pants.
Well, I don't know. The people who work there are kind of demented.
Yeah, evidently.
Yeah.
All right. They really could get themselves in trouble, it seems to me. Okay.
Now I'm bored of the haunted house talk, Drew. Okay, so you met a guy who was 20 when you were 15 working at the haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
And you had sex with him.
Yeah.
Were you in the outfit?
Huh?
Were you in the vampire outfit?
Actually, no, I wasn't. I was in part of it. I had a vinyl bra, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, I understand you had to take off the cape off in order for him to get in you.
But I changed.
Right, okay.
Afterwards, so.
Anyway, you can't get the guy out of your head.
Yeah, I dwell on past relationships, and I...
Yeah, but at least, Gwen, you're 17. At 17, Adam and I did the same thing.
Yeah.
Not that we're the...
I nailed a werewolf.
Not that we're paragons of adolescent emotional health, but...
Cornhole the mummy when I was 15.
Having difficulty letting go and obsessing about relationships, all that is normal, especially when you've had major losses like you've had, especially when you've chosen an unavailable guy that's older and you can idealize. It's all sort of a setup for trouble here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, I completely understand, but, you know, I understand that. I counsel my friends, you know, they're going through that, and I understand.
This was just a one-night stand?
Well... We had some emotional attachment for about a couple weeks, but basically I was jealous because my friend fooled around with him, so I kind of, you know, enforced that he was mine.
Yeah. But. All right. Well, listen, you're 15. He was 20. The guy's a criminal.
Yeah.
You should be glad he's out of your life.
Yeah.
What is all the right. question now?
The question is, do you think that it's connected to my dad dying that I dwell on past relationships?
Yeah, that's part of it. I don't know if it's the whole thing or not, but, you know, again, you're having trouble with your relationships. Okay to get treatment for that if you want. I mean, you can do a lot better.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there a 15-year-old girl in America, and I know she's 17 now, but she was 15 at the time, that doesn't have some issues with men in relationships?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, society forces them pretty much to feel that way, don't they?
In many respects.
I mean, can you grow up sort of just... weaned on Britney Spears videos and MTV and just sitting around watching cable all day. Can you not have some issues?
Excellent point.
I think it's going to just be impossible. So when you think you're the only one out there who feels this way or has an issue, almost everyone out there does.
Yep.
All right. Except for me. Avril?
Hello?
You're 20?
Yep. I had a question for Dr. Drew. I bought your book... And I totally read it and loved it and actually passed it on to several of my friends, and they've all read it.
They should be buying their own.
Well, they don't all have money to buy it. So.
That's good. I just want them to read it. Thank you.
All right. Hold on a second. We got to take a break. We're running a little bit late. Do we need to speak to Avril when we come back?
She wanted to know where I'll be signing books. Most of the remaining book signings are out here on the West Coast. She's in Michigan. So, and if I do go out further, I'll announce it on the radio.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew is under the console looking for something.
Your pardon.
Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tomorrow night, Dr. Alter. He does vaginal rejuvenation. He does gender reassignment.
This will be interesting.
He does it all. He will
so
make
I'll get to
he
talk to him
a she.
For a while before you get here. Maybe I had to keep him out the first 20 minutes since we don't rehash all the questions. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We'll bring him in. I'll try to get here about 10:18, and then we'll let the festivities begin. This guy, well, he does the penile scrotal marriages, which I found funny. Like, do you take these balls to have and to hold? But this is when the penis and the scrotum is attached,
right?
With like that thing that's under your tongue,
frenulum.
Yeah. So like when you get a boner, your balls come with you. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd want to fix that. Little extra something to stuff into the condom. You know what I mean? Like a woman stuffs a bra.
You're going to stuff all that into the vagina, too. You know what I'm saying? Might not feel so good for either of you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, okay.
I'm just saying, filling out the condom would be nice with the ball stuffage in there. He does, what else does he do, Drew? He does rejuvenation on the vagina. I don't know
anything,
if he does the hymen.
It seemed like anything that you could do to a genitalia, he's willing to do. Be interesting to talk to him about piercings and stuff, see if he has any problems, you know, with that.
Yeah. He must have some wacky nationality. He's got to have a crazy nationality. I've never met the guy. I'm going Indian.
No, not all right.
Something out there. That's what I'm going. I mean, I can tell you what he's not. He's not Mexican. He could be Asian, but he's not Japanese. And what else? He's not like Icelandic, and he's not Puerto Rican. Well, I could keep going forever, but I'm gonna go. He's Indian. That's what I'm going with. All right.
We'll see.
So
do we finish with Avril? We're done with her.
Well, you're going to be signing some books out in Santa Monica next week,
yeah,
right?
Tuesday.
All right, but she's calling from Michigan, so yeah. Tough. Jesse?
Yes.
You're 15?
What was that?
Oh, you're 20. What's up?
Yes, I'm 20. My question was, it's because my girlfriend, she's 6 months pregnant right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've, had, an STD since, we've been together.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know if that can affect the baby and in what way.
It's very, very serious for the child, but I'm sure the doctors are checking for that in her.
Okay.
And how come you haven't had this treated?
I don't know. I've never had an STD test before.
What makes you think you have something?
I don't know. I have these black things on my penis and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think that's an STD.
No. That's probably fleas.
Maybe ticks.
Could be ticks.
Yeah, sometimes I had a patient once, and I have these black things on my penis, and when I went to examine it, what he had was black things on his thighs, and those little black things were critters.
Oh.
It was pubic lice.
I have a red bump on my left thigh, right next to my penis, close.
Yeah.
None of this sounds like STD. Someone should look at it, but none of this sounds like STD. And
you gonna get married, Jesse?
No, I'm not married. I don't know if I'm gonna get married.
All right, you're gonna raise the child, though?
Yes.
All right, you sound enthusiastic about that prospect. Do you have a job?
No, not right now.
Right now, no.
All right, you're looking for a job?
Yes.
Okay. Well, sounds like you'll make a great dad.
Thanks.
Okay, buddy.
Get this checked out. It doesn't sound like anything. Yes, STDs can profoundly affect pregnancies. They can cause terminations, like miscarriages. It can cause infections of the child. It can cause bacterial infections in the womb. All kinds of lovely, lovely things. It can infect the baby during delivery. Bad things. Bad times.
When I'm in charge, Drew, I'm going to pay special attention to guys named Jesse.
Oh, yeah.
Always some trouble with the Jessies.
Jesse James.
Always trouble. Always trouble. I'm going to take a look. I'm going to do some work and see who has a higher rate of teen pregnancies and homicides and stuff like that. I'm sure Jesse's going to be close to the top of the list. And I will then look at those people and I will tag them and I will have to round them up and I'll put them in what I call reconditioning camps.
Well, in a way, the parents that name their kids Jesse will be doing you a favor. You won't have to observe them and monitor them.
Just go find them
right away. Yeah,
that's right. And once in a while, a good kid named Jesse will get mixed up in reconditioning camp. Yeah, but what are you going to do? It's a numbers game.
He doesn't care.
I'm going to do the same thing on the female side with the name Cammy. I'm going to focus my attention on the Cammies. Very high teen pregnancy. Right. All right. Let's talk to Carla. Carla?
Hi.
You're 21. You're not on my list of names to look out for, so you're fine.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell you my problem?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. My husband and I aren't getting along because he's self-centered and stubborn and verbally abusive.
Yeah. Why'd you marry him?
I was 18 and he was in the Navy. And I mean, I love him.
Sure.
That's by the way, unacceptable answer on Love Line. Why'd you marry him?
That's it. Well, it's all
she
of that.
She
wanted to move out.
She was saying she was stupid.
No, she said something more important.
She wanted to move out.
Yeah, okay. All right. Viable. She needed to escape a horrible home.
Right.
Not that horrible. So he's going to go to anger management, but when we fight, I want to leave him, and sometimes I don't think it's worth it, and I just want to get this over with, but I don't want to make life hard on my baby.
Is he drinking when he does this stuff?
No, he drinks, but not... He's just a jackass.
Okay. And do you have a boy or a girl?
I have a boy.
Oh. Always breaks my heart, because the girls at least get into stripping, but the guys...
I'm not going to get into stripping.
No, the daughter. Not you. Your daughter. Guys, I'm putting shivs in other guys.
You understand that seeing this aggression between parents is traumatizing to kids.
I know.
It leaves an imprint on
them. That's the other. What's the kid's name? Jesse?
No, it's Ethan.
Ethan? Oh, see, now I'm torn. Because normally I would tag him immediately when I'm in charge because he's got the dad is in the Navy, he's verbally abusive, he's aggressive. But on the other hand, you have that gay name Ethan.
He's
you
gay. Know,
he's going to, yeah, gay porn possibly. It's quite
no, that's a really good name.
Get on your knees.
No, it's a good name. It saved the kid from my reconditioning camp.
Okay, that's good.
There's no Ethans or Seths in there. Or Stephens.
But
all right,
I was
Carly, your phone line is horrible. Here's what we got to do.
Okay.
I know you're angry at him. As long as if he does go to the anger management courses and he gets better and he works on it, then you two should stay together.
That's right.
Only if he's working on it, and you got some things to work
on too.
You got to
work on it, absolutely. But you got to keep working for a long time, not a couple weeks of anger management, like a few years of work on this, and maybe things will be okay.
All on behalf of young Ethan.
That's right.
We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, Drewski.
Oh.
Enjoying a little cool weather for a change.
I knew you'd bring that up tonight. Yeah. It's common. I almost don't want to talk about it for fear that the heat's going to return. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That is always one of the most miserable periods of the year when you think fall's coming and then pow, back to a heat wave.
Mm-hmm.
Very upsetting.
I was watching the news tonight and I'm really, when the weatherman comes on, I'm like one of these women whose husbands cheated on them multiple times and then promised never again, and I buy into it.
Right.
Like I find myself sitting there and they're going, well, it was cool today. It was 75 degrees in downtown LA. Now, tomorrow it's going to start warming up. Look for temperatures in the mid-80s. Then come Thursday, high pressure rolling in. And I'm sitting there, I'm always going, okay. And then Saturday, another, it's going to warm again. We got a high pressure system coming in. Now, by Sunday, and I'm sitting there going, okay, so now what am I doing Sunday? And then I think to myself, these a-holes don't know anything. They're wrong all the time. It's amusing. It you know what it's like? It's like a psychic.
Yeah.
You know, when they go, there's going to be a big earthquake coming up, and the next president, his last name's going to start with a J, and all of a sudden, and you find yourself going, and then you go, wait a minute, you crackpot, you don't know anything. You're wrong all the time. I watch the news, I get sucked in like it's actually news. See,
Then you're angry.
They put it between stuff that's happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the sports comes on and they're like UCLA over Alabama this week and the Dodgers beat the Expos, and then he comes in and goes, it's going to be 83 tomorrow, and you go, oh, that's news. That's news. No, it's speculation, and it never turns out that way. They can go about 12 hours from whatever time it is, but if they start going into the 5-day, forget it. Never happened.
So upsetting.
And never an apology either. Fernando?
Yes?
You're 25?
Hi.
Yeah, Fernando.
Long time listener, first time caller. Actually,
thank
not really
you.
First time. I've been trying calling for like a long time.
He's gay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
For a long time, I've been kind of toying with the idea of, you know, trying out drag because, well, you go to drag shows, you know, first come out, and it's just so
Big Daddy
it's
gone,
so much
gone
fun, and so, you know, everyone's expressing themselves and everything and doing totally different things, and sometimes you can even do it so well that it's even anonymous. And
you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused. Why am I not following this? You want to know...
Basically, I was wondering whether or not, you know, what I should do about it, because I kind of want to go into that and try it, maybe. Because I'm afraid of what the repercussions might come out for my family. My mom.
Let me understand this. Really, but aren't these sort of playful events? I mean, they're not like you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like Halloween almost, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
Hold on, Drew. Every day is Halloween when you're gay.
No, it's
and
not
Christmas.
Every day.
But is it a lifestyle you'd get into, and that's why people would report back?
Some people take it up as a lifestyle.
Are you afraid?
I'm afraid of the repercussions that I might end up liking it so much that I might take it up as a lifestyle.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to get at. Okay,
another thing is that I'm afraid that I might you know, my parents, my mom will find out and she'll, like, freak out or something, you know?
Do your parents know you're gay?
Oh, yeah. So, it kind of a
Seagulls
funny story.
Know he's gay.
Yeah, but Fernando, you're 25.
I mean, right.
Whatever you want to do.
They shouldn't have named you Fernando if they didn't want you to be gay. That's number one.
You know, it could have been worse. They could have named me Virgil.
Could have been Ethan.
Fernando is the Latino Ethan. That's the gay Latino version of Ethan. All right, so listen, Fernando, you're gay. Yeah. Your parents know you're gay.
Yeah.
They're okay with it.
Well, yeah. Well,
I mean, I don't know if
I'm a dad.
You're Hispanic?
Yes.
And that's a tough one for Hispanics sometimes. It can be, there's a machismo thing that's hard to...
That's true.
Yeah, and so this is putting a nail in that whole coffin again, you know, going...
I live with my grandfather since my grandmother passed away, so that really doesn't help much either.
I'm surprised he hadn't killed himself, too. Listen, Fernando...
I almost did, actually.
What's that?
I almost did, actually.
Your grandfather?
No, I did.
Oh, you did?
Almost,
Why? What saved you?
Pretty much you guys.
Thank you, Fernando.
Listening to you guys, I mean, I didn't come out until I thought I was ready, until, like, I was 19, and I, you know, heard everything you guys had said, you know, your comments about coming out and stuff like that, and then at times, even, I even think to myself, what would Dr. Drew say, you know?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, interesting, I have no strong feelings about you, you know, going down this path that you find enjoyable. It's just a recreation for you.
Oh, but wait a minute.
You got to live your life.
No, he does not.
Well, but my concern is that he gets into this as so
of course.
Heavily that he doesn't do any other productive thing. You know what I mean? That takes over.
Once you don that flirty handful of chiffon, there's no going back, my friend. Do you understand me?
That's the thing, you know. I have a friend that just moved to L.A., and he, for the longest time, he'd been telling me, oh, we got to do this one time. You know, just one time, we'll do it together, and, you know, we'll just let it go, and that's it. But I don't know. It's just like...
All right, here's what I want you to do. No, I want Fernando to do it one time and then call us back and report.
Yeah, let's try heroin once,
too. No, this is not... Listen, if there was a pattern out there where people did this and were sort of sucked into a vortex, I would know about
it.
I don't hear about that as a problem.
But listen, your poor grandfather, who I'm picturing is out front of his house, leaned up against a cactus sleeping with the sombrero tilted over his head and the poncho.
But what's that? Enough, he did manage a ranch for a while when I was
see?
Younger.
I knew it. Probably had a decal of a Brahma bull on the door of his truck, right?
No.
Oh.
No.
I thought I knew Latino
culture. It was Ronald Reagan's ranch.
Interesting.
All right, listen, Fernando, move out, though. You're 25.
No, the reason I moved in was because he's a diabetic, and they needed... Either he move in with my aunts and uncles, which he didn't want to do, and he didn't want to lose his place and his privacy, or I move in and
have... All right, I'm bored. But look, here's what I'm worried about with young Fernando. Sounds like a delight. I'm worried. I mean, here's the whole thing. If you're gay, you're gay, that's fine. God knows you can find plenty of work in this town as a gay man. Ran into a casting director today. Oh, my God. Guy was just
like a producer?
His feet weren't touching the ground. It's a casting director. Yeah, producers, anybody.
No, but
anyone
you mean
in the industry.
Like the movie, the producers.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just... went by like a hummingbird. And it was great, too. There's nothing more entertaining than a gay man who's flustered. I walked into the guy's office. He was like... And then somebody popped their head in and was like, Sidney, did you see in his office? He's like, oh, my God. He was like running in circles, and he sprinted out of the place. And can't say that I was unhappy to see him go, but anyway, I always like it when the person I'm supposed to talk to leaves and they just leave me with some lackeys and miserable.
I didn't think you went to casting directors. I don't think you were.
No, I don't.
You don't read for them when you get there. What do you do?
No, I did. I had a...
What? You did an audition?
Yes.
What?
Yes, once a year,
You stooped to that level.
There's a new movie coming out called Taxi with Queen Latifah and Jimmy Fallon and... I don't know if I should be insulted by this, but I read for the role of Fat Cop.
Fat Cop number two?
Just Fat Cop. It's always insulting when they have fat in front of whatever it is, the role they want you to read for. There's just one of these things where they called last minute, they this and they that. I'm such a prick. They were like, can you come in Monday at around 5 o'clock? I'm like, where? Fox. Which one? Out on Pico? Yeah. No.
No.
No, not a 5
No,
o'clock.
I'm not going to sit in traffic for 3 hours well, so I can not get this part.
That's being a human
no,
being.
No, but I just do it. And I suggest everyone else do this, too. I said, and they always do it, too. They'll go, Monday's the last day we'll do it. And so it's like, well, all right, then fine. Because, look, you know you're not getting the role. So I said, I'll do it Tuesday, but you got to do it at 11:30. So I showed up at 12 and did it.
That's good.
Yeah, it's fine. And then when I was done, the woman was like, the women I did it with, they're like, that was good. That was great. I mean, we feel good. And I was like, yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And they're like,
whatever.
Well, no, I think maybe. And I was like, oh, listen, who are we kidding? I do one of these a year just so I can say I did it. I'm going home. And she's like, but you may have. And I was like, look, this, save it for an actor who needs it. I mean, I'm not trying to be a prick. I'm just saying there's a 5% chance I got this role. That's fine. I got plenty of gigs. I'm going back to Jimmy Kimmel Live, and then right. I got to go do Love Line. There's plenty of stuff going on, so don't worry about it. But yeah, Taxi with Queen Latifah, everybody.
Good
look,
time.
Look for that coming out. It is, you know, the only good thing about going out on auditions, which I never do anymore, but you get to then watch the movie you auditioned for come out in the theater.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah.
It's like 6 months later.
Yeah,
I mean, I auditioned for Saving Private Ryan.
Wow.
That's just some small nothing part. Still not good enough to get the nothing part. But the point is I love that movie.
Yeah.
And I actually remember watching the movie and seeing the part that I screwed up.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
Wait till you see the Mary-Kate and Ashley film. You'll be
Mary-Kate
cry.
And Ashley?
Oh, you'll cry.
What are they calling that?
New York Minute.
New York Minute.
Yeah.
All right. The Mary-Kate and Ashley film?
Yeah.
Is Ashley cool with her being the second billing?
It hasn't come up.
They don't know? It just starts that way, and that's it. Now it's that way forever.
I guess. And they like position themselves always the same way, too. Like,
what do
one's
mean?
On the right, one's on the left.
Oh, really? Like anyone knows?
We interesting to do that with our kids, too. I don't know what that is. I mean,
but
no
one knows
that.
The difference between those two.
No, they do. Well, yeah,
they do?
Yeah, people have their favorites.
Yeah, their dog knows, but no one else.
No, listen, no. I can tell the difference.
Drew, I know this is going to sound weird, but do you think they menstruate at the same time?
Probably. I mean, they're biologically the same. They're in the same
rhythm.
You're
sick for thinking of that. Really? You really think they do?
Look, you took two unrelated girls and put them in a room together and make them work together for 3 months. They'll do that.
Yeah. We've synced up.
Yeah, it's bad.
All right. So you think they do about the same time?
Huh? I don't know.
All right. Trina?
They, by the way, are willing to come on this show. But you're going to have to be kind to them.
I will, but that's never going to happen. Trina?
Yeah?
You're 18?
I am. I want to know why you're not running for governor of California.
Oh, boy, could I really straighten out this.
But I know why.
Why?
Why?
Well, Adam is, you know, he's not exactly motivated. You just heard about what he does in terms of his casting commitments. Somebody needed to go get his signatures for him to put him on the ballot, and it didn't happen. You guys dropped the ball. If you put him on the stump, he'll
rally. I got ideas. Oh, yeah. Boy, do I got ideas.
Adam, I want you to rule the world, so
yeah,
hurry.
It would help. Oh,
Florida,
man, would some heads roll.
Decision.
Heads would roll if I was governor. Do you hear that, Drew? Mm-hmm. Oh, I would get rid of... Oh, the son of a bitch. Now I'm all fired up now. I'll tell you, I know I've talked about before, I got to talk about it again. Those electronic freeway signs, which are constantly being updated. Yeah. The other night, I was coming into work.
Yes.
The 110 was closed down. Nothing on that goddamn freeway sign. They only fire it up when there's an Amber Alert now. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
What? Don't we need to know when freeways are closed down?
You know what I'm mad about?
What are you mad about? That it better be the same thing
no,
I'm mad
different.
About.
That these mother,
well, then I'm mad
these
at
mother
that.
Effers are getting up and going, this is the most undemocratic thing. This is the most destructive. Wait a minute. The vast majority of Californians want this. What the F is undemocratic about that?
No, who
that's
knows?
That's the tyranny.
I just ever. It's such a mess. I mean, you see, Gray Davis just seems like a wet noodle. Obviously, he hasn't done anything for this state. Then Schwarzenegger just seems like nothing too. He's just up there with these stupid platitudes, talking about being a family man every 10 seconds. And there's nothing worse than a candidate who does that. You know, when I go home, I talk to my children about. Oh, shut up. You know what? You know. Let me tell you something. What politicians do? They talk way too much about their faith. They talk way too much about their God. They talk way too much about their kids, and they respect their wife way too much. When you know they don't really respect them or give a rat's ass about them, and they're out on the road banging secretaries and campaigning. Please,
I don't want you. You know what I want? I want a single atheist. I want a guy up there who goes, listen, I got no ties. I got no ties to a wife. I got no kids. Using my time up, and ain't no maker tugging on my shirt sleeve wanting a favor either. I got nothing. I'm free and clear. I'm here to work. That's it. Yeah. And here's what we're going to do. You want to know what my policy is? Whatever makes the most sense. I don't want the guy going back and talking things over with his wife or having his kids tell him what went on in the third grade. Yeah. I don't know. Why do we have to love the guy so much? They're all pieces of ass. Just get in there and get busy. I don't care if you're gay, if you're straight. I don't care what relationship you have with your wife. I don't care if your kids like you or you have kids at all. And I don't care what religion you are. Just go get in the office and get busy.
You know, I care, though, if they've had to have real jobs and things.
Yeah, I like.
I do not like career politicians. They're not connected to reality.
No.
And I don't like that.
No, and all they do is collect money. I mean, their whole life becomes about collecting money.
That's their job. It's the only job they've ever had.
And they stop doing their job so they can collect money.
But that's their sense of what they do. That's, you know what I mean? If you never did anything else than that since you were in high school.
Kills me. You know what kills me? It really kills me is like when the president goes out and campaigns for some senator or something halfway into his gig. Like, hey, lard ass, get your ass back in the White House and get busy. You're in Idaho? You're talking to a bunch of meat packers because you want Senator What's-His-Blow to get in there? Get back and get busy. Everyone's just out. It kills me. I'm fired up here. But let me tell you one more thing.
Okay.
Let me just tell you one more thing. And as you know, if I was elected governor of California, it would all be the whole campaign would be called Shake Your Ass. I want everyone to move. No. I want people on the road to get moving.
Yes.
I pride myself on honking the horn at least three times every time I get in a car. Sometimes just in my garage.
Nice.
If I haven't done this video on the road. Yeah. I honked through a guy two times today, the a-hole that wasn't turning right when the a-hole behind him wasn't honking on his horn, and I had to get on the horn. Let's go. Let's pick it up.
Shake your ass.
Saw a commercial last night, and this is what kills me. It's the Allstate commercial. They actually use a tortoise. It's that stupid Allstate commercial where they have just a guy's hands and hear the guy's voice. And he's like, I have the tortoise over here, and we got the rabbit over here. Now, the tortoise, he gets a reward because – no, he doesn't. He drags his fat shell around. What do you mean he gets a reward? He's not going anywhere. No, but the rabbit, he's a bad rabbit. He's bad because, why? Because he moves? I thought we were supposed to reward speed. Like, if you're wide out in the NFL and you run a 5-minute 40, aren't you cut? Do anyone want to get on an airplane that flies? What about the old prop planes that flew like 80 miles an hour? Take you 6 years to get to New York. Was that applauded or faster?
No, they get there the same time as the Jets.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Same thing. It's all the same. Stupid Allstate with their, we're going to give, nice turtle. Turtle. How dare you? I want people to start moving. If you don't feel like driving, don't get behind the wheel. If you do, start moving, and people are behind them, start honking the horn. Everybody get on that horn. Should be like New York. Laura?
Yes.
Got me fired up now, Drew. What's your question?
I had a couple questions for Drew. First, I saw that he is going to be at the University of Utah
Friday
in October doing a love line.
October. I think I'm going to be there this Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Or is it just the same questions that you got or you answer on the radio? Or
no, it's a little different. It's more of a presentation. You'll see.
It's boring because I'm not there.
That's right.
And then also on your book, is it just people that have problems with addiction, or
anybody? There's a ton to learn by reading this book. Trust me. It's about,
even the Allstate turtle could learn something.
It's about, if you're interested in me and my life, it's a lot of very personal account, but also addiction becomes a metaphor for me. So for so many things that have gone wrong in our culture and our world, and in terms of traumatic child rearing and, the whole Nike world that young people are brought into. And we explore that a little bit in this book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. See you.
Good night.
Mm-hmm. True. Never stop working, do you, buddy? Out on the road.
Let's
talk about how much you love your family, but you're always on the road.
Think about this. For
like a politician.
Last 6 months, I've been like
Doing what?
Nothing. I've been
sitting
just,
home?
No, I've been working at the hospitals and stuff, but really low key for quite a few months.
All right. So you're coming out.
So now I'm coming out a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, but just that travel.
You know, you get so good at it. You know what I mean? It's like anything else. A 3-hour flight for me, I don't even notice.
Mm-hmm.
I can.
That there was a story today about a guy who stowed away in an airplane.
Yeah.
Packed himself up like a crate and shipped himself home.
Wow.
Like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Oh.
They don't seem to check that stuff, which is always a little disconcerting. And as I was looking at this news story, and the guy, you know, was in the cargo hold of a plane. It was a commercial plane, but he was down, and he was, like, in a box or something. And I thought, still not as uncomfortable as that seat that faces the wrong way on the Southwest flight.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, maybe the same, but marginally less.
No, the box is better. You can move around. You
yeah, out you got, bit. You got, yeah, and you can face the crate
you're
the right way.
You're not getting those so smelly fat guy to sit next to you.
No, where your legs have to interlock like you're sitting in a like gay Roman bath, like your knees up against the other guy's knees. Jessica.
Yes.
You're 17.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, every time after me and my boyfriend have sex, it stinks like really bad. And, like, because I don't see him that often, just on the weekends usually. Mm-hmm. And when I get there on the weekend, on Friday or whatever, it you know, I don't stink anymore. It'll be all fine. But then after we have sex and it stinks again, he tries to tell me that it's me, and I don't think it is, and I don't know why.
Well, it's you because you have an infection, and it's him because he probably given it to you. And that's the way it goes.
Well, what kind of infection would it be?
A vaginal infection, usually.
Well, I mean, for him, because I don't think it's me.
No, it's both of you, probably.
Really? Well, I never had any problems before.
Well, he may have started you guys giving it back and forth, but it's now something you share.
By the way, you're 17.
Yeah.
I've not had any problems before at age 17 doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just, before was nothing. This is what happens.
Right. You're not sick until you are.
You start having regular sex with who's this guy? I don't trust him. He's 20?
Yeah.
You're calling from Alaska?
Yes.
Let me check the age of consent in Alaska.
Oh, it's probably like 4.
15. 15?
Huh?
15?
16.
16. What's he do? Work on the pipeline?
No, he's actually, he paves and... he does a bunch of different things, but...
Paves?
Good jobs, but...
He has a good gig?
Do you have a plane?
Do I?
Do you have a plane?
A plane?
Everyone in Anchorage has a plane, don't they?
Yeah. We have lots of planes.
Okay, Drew, stop talking.
Yeah, forget it.
Okay, so you only see him on the weekends.
Yeah.
And then you he pass infections back and forth. Okay, so you need to go to a gynecologist.
Both need to get a treatment, okay?
Yeah, I have.
And?
And I don't have... I've been tested for everything. I don't have anything that I know of.
Well, then it is him.
Yeah, and I've been with him for almost 9 months now, and it didn't start for a couple of months afterwards. But
and you've been tested since the smell developed?
Yeah, I've been tested a couple of times since then.
All right. I don't know what to tell you.
And does the smell happen just moments after you have sex?
Like, it doesn't, it's not like right after, but see, I can't even swallow anymore because it just tastes really bad.
Oh, so his semen is stinky.
Yeah.
Ah.
Really?
Could have come right out with that.
Oh, man. But what's it smell like, herring? Imagine Alaskan guys with smelling fish.
I don't know what it's
garlic?
Like.
Yeah. You can't swallow anymore?
No.
Like back when you were 12 and 13 at...
No, I didn't
have old age of 17. Oh, okay, that's good. Now, what are you doing in Alaska?
What am I doing right now?
Yeah.
Sitting in my garage.
Okay.
In the garage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we actually have those up here.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, baby doll.
All right.
Well, so the answer to her question is
his semen stinks, and I guess tastes bad too.
I would imagine, like in the middle of winter, that if you beat off outside. That your semen would freeze before it hit the ground. Do you think that's possible, Drew?
No.
I'd like to think that was possible. And you would make like a semen bridge between your penis and the ground.
So again, back to the cartoon images.
The world's worst rainbow. You don't think so?
No.
You don't think it's any place that cold?
No.
Even if it was like, you know, it might get down to 35, 40 below and then a wind chill like 70 below. Still, you know what I mean?
Still is not going to freeze instantly.
Do you think you could beat off in 70
below? You
could
beat off in some liquid nitrogen, though, and watch it go.
I'm going to do that.
There you go.
Okay. Get me some of that liquid nitrogen. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to find some liquid nitrogen. And we're going to be right back. Buddy, it's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. We just had a little buzzkill in here. We found out we're drinking decaf.
Yep. But I was getting stimulated anyway.
Such a lemming. Look at you. We walked in the kitchen. I saw the Starbucks decaf. And I said, holy Christ, Drew, we've been drinking decaf. And Drew points to the universal sign of decaf,
the
which
orange.
Is the orange coffee holder. And he goes, that one's decaf. You're in denial. You're in decaf denial.
Deep denial.
You know?
Deep denial.
And I was like, listen, Drew, do you think anyone else around this dump buys Starbucks coffee other than us? No. This has got to be the stuff we've been drinking. Drew's like, no, can't be. I said, oh, yes.
Deep denial.
All right. Now I'm falling apart. Drew, I need some caffeine. I need something. I'm coming undone. Lindsay?
Yes?
You're 23?
That's correct.
What's up?
Oh, well, I was just calling because, like, I just started listening to your show, and yesterday I happened to hear Dr. Drew say something about polycystic kidneys.
Right. We had a woman call in whose family had a family history of that, and she was having pain in the sort of flank area by her kidneys.
Right.
And I heard you mention
you thought maybe it only runs in males.
No, I said it's autosomal dominant, but I thought it had a male.
Autosomal dominant?
It goes, it's highly.
What's that mean?
Very, very genetically. But somewhere in the back of my mind, I was saying, I think there's a predisposition for men more than women, even so.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if that's true or not.
To check and say that, I've had two kidney transplants, but it can run in both. So I just didn't know, maybe I misheard.
You're pretty young to have it. Boy, that's bad, huh?
Two.
Yeah, well, I had my first one when I was 12, and it didn't work, and it was my mom's kidney, but last September 4th, my best friend gave me one, so
that's
it's been
nice.
A year. So that
But if you would have paid her, it would have been illegal.
I'm sorry?
Although, I said if you would have paid her, it would have been illegal.
It's a guy, actually, and I didn't pay him. He's my very best friend.
Right. I'm just saying okay. But you can go ahead and sell your eggs. Hey, another thing. When I'm in charge, by the way, this whole kidney thing, it's going, and all this transplant stuff, it's going to the highest bidder.
Huh?
I could not imagine sitting around on a waiting list waiting for something that I could purchase. I just couldn't imagine it. And people are always like, "Well, you can't play God. What's wrong with that? You got money, buy everything else. What do you mean? Fly first class. You drive a better car. You stay in a nicer house. Hell, you can get bodyguards and stuff. What do you mean? It's a better, safer life when you have money. Of course, that's why you're supposed to work. What, you're supposed to bust your ass so we can go get in line? What is that? I don't understand it. There's plenty of kidneys to go around. It's just people don't want to check that little box at the DMV, and they don't want to give theirs up. So there's a long list, and then people die while they're waiting on the list. But somehow that's better than offering someone who's willing to sell one of theirs for 40 grand. I don't understand that. And it's all that, it's always that religious retardism where he's playing God. Listen, that horse has left the barn many years ago. We're now making kids in laboratories. Don't worry about the kidneys. As far as playing the God part, done. For Christ's sake, those aliens made a kid, those Raelians, Drew. I remember they came out with the news story about 6 months ago. I'm sure any second now we're going to see the kid. They're very important.
Any day.
Shouldn't someone beat the S out of them, by the way?
Yes.
Shouldn't we just be able to go back and beat up people who make these crazy claims and then we never hear from them again? They're always waiting for the data to come in. Let's beat those Raelians. Annette?
Yeah?
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
All right, so I've been seeing this guy for about a month now, and we've had sex a couple times, but last week we ended up having sex for about 2 hours. I thought maybe it was because we had gotten really drunk that night, but he told me the next morning that he took some kind of over-the-counter horny goat pill that I guess is supposed to keep his penis up for, like,
hours. And
man, what did you call it?
Horny goat.
Horny goat pill.
Yeah, some horny goat or big Top Gun. I don't know, some stupid name like that. I guess he bought it at some liquor store.
Well, let me explain something.
Right.
He took the pill. He thought it would help his sexual prowess, and it did.
Because he thought it would.
Now, remember I was talking about Drew, who was drinking decaf all night and feeling like he was beaked up and wired? Why, Drew?
Suggestible.
That's right. Feeble-minded people
are very suggestible. Yes.
Whereas me, I knew. You see, this pill would not work on my penis. I would give you 3 minutes tops. I could OD on these pills. You still get 3 minutes.
Well, I don't know what happened, but I mean, I'm telling you, like, we were at it for like 45 minutes, and I was like, all right, it's over. But he kept going and going and going.
So what's your question?
Yeah, is, I mean, what's in these pills? I mean, well,
nothing. He just couldn't get Jack. He just couldn't climax.
A little speed, maybe.
Yeah, he just couldn't climax. Whatever reason, medicine, speed, whatever. It wasn't the over-the-counter pill, I guarantee you.
Really? So,
but again, you make an interesting point, which is, as usual, going more than 20, 30 minutes just means ouch to a woman. That's all it means. It's not a good thing.
The only over-the-counter medicine that works is booze. Booze and Tylenol, but Tylenol because it's got booze in it.
Tylenol does not have booze in
it. I mean, not Tylenol, NyQuil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Booze and NyQuil.
Well, now we got Pepcid and we have Allegra.
You do. I don't have any stomach problems. It pisses me off that they made all this leeway in these areas that don't interest me, like stomach problems. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to focus on my stuff. James?
Oh,
boy.
Hello?
James, turn your radio down.
Turn the radio down.
Uh-oh.
Hi, this is James.
Oh, no.
It already sounds bogus,
James. That's already trouble. You idiot! You're lucky we've been drinking decaf without knowing it.
Oh, my bad, bro.
I don't have the strength to drop you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
What's up?
Yeah, I got this problem. Like, me and this girl, we've been friends since about, like, 7th grade, and, like, her and I go to college now, and...
Is she in the room there with you?
What?
Is she in the room with you? Is she sort of in your audience right now?
Oh, no, not at all.
She's not listening.
What?
Whatever.
Sure hope not.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. And, so, her and I, we've been to college for, like, 2 years. And I just didn't know, like, what I should do. Like, her and I are best friends and that kind of stuff going on, you know. And, like, she hooks up with a lot of guys, but, like, we're still friends, and I didn't know what to do about it.
What, like, you have not asked a question so far.
Yeah. This is...
Well, I mean, what should I... Should I do something, or should I just kind of let it go and see what happens from there, or...
What go? You're being so unclear.
Oh... I cannot, because of the decaf, I cannot lift my arms to hang up on James, Drew. Do you understand that?
It's torture for all of us.
Hold on, I'm going to try.
You're going to fart.
Hey, wait up.
I don't have the energy to fart, Drew. Do you realize that now there's a lawsuit?
Is your heart beating?
No.
James.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem is that... I mean, should I make a move and try to, like, do something with this chick, or...
Yeah.
We're not.
Okay. Here's the thing. How do you know her? How'd you meet her?
I met her a long time ago.
6th, 7th grade. Why is she just your friend? Why have you gone
like
out with
to,
her?
By the way. How did you meet her?
Long time ago.
Neighbors.
Neighbors. And how many years ago?
7.
Okay.
And why haven't you dated her before?
It just never did. It was kind of like that, you know?
Yeah, I understand it never happened. Well, you never made a move because she's not interested.
She's not interested, okay. But ask her out.
Yeah?
Yeah. You guys going to the same junior college?
No. We go to Fullerton.
Fullerton?
Yeah.
They make brushes, right? Or is that Fuller?
That's Fuller.
All right, James. Ask her out.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Here's the whole thing. Everybody, please. Especially if you're going to make a bogus call. Have some interest in your own bogus call.
Mm-hmm. Show a little, yeah.
Go ahead, impress us a little bit. Have a problem. Make something up. Be intriguing. Be interesting. Don't just be sitting there. There's no question to that. But we do talk to a lot of guys who can't pull the trigger with the ladies. And usually they don't want to pull the trigger because they know there's nothing in the gun. it's not going to work. What you need to do, though, is ask them out.
Yeah.
And then when they say no, you can move on. And don't give me that crap about, oh, but we have a friendship, and I don't want to jeopardize. You don't care about that friendship.
The reason you have a friendship is you've been pining over it for many years.
Yeah, I mean, as an adult, you can do it. As an adult, you can get married, or you can have a girlfriend, or they can have a husband or a boyfriend, and you can meet somebody at work, and you can have some things in common, and you can actually strike up a genuine relationship with a someone of the opposite sex who's an adult. But when you're 14,
no way.
When you're 17,
no way.
22,
worse.
Well, as a man of great passion, like you are, Drew.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't happen. So you're not worried about the friendship.
No.
If you really thought that there was zero chance that they would ever date you or be interested in you that way, you would ever have sex with them, you wouldn't care if you ever saw them anyway.
That's right.
If you ever saw them again. All right. Drew, this decaf thing, this is the Titanic and the Hindenburg all rolled up into one. I am wilting now.
Yeah.
You got to go to the trunk of your car and score something for me.
I don't have anything in my trunk.
What about the
maybe we can go out and work on some of the leaves or plants out in the back and chew on some coca leaf or something.
Got to be something growing out here I can chew on.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back. Hey, yo. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Been drinking decaf and not knowing it. Now I've wilted, Drew.
You feel cheated, don't you? Violated.
It's more of a rape than it is a cheat.
Yeah.
All my powers of caffeine are gone. I can't focus. I can barely move.
All right. You're almost there.
All right. I'm going to lift my hand and drop it on one of these buttons, all right?
And here we go. Justine.
Yeah.
20.
Justine?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to know my question?
We do.
Okay. About 2 months ago, I went to rehab.
Hold on a second.
Ooh, you're able to manage that hold button quite nicely.
It just hit me. I just had a surge. But, Drew, something very scary just ran through my mind.
Yeah?
You've been drinking the decaf as well?
Yeah.
How are you going to punch the microphone?
I did it earlier. I did it.
I know, but you usually sock it five times
a
night.
I'm sorry. Well, it's going to be less. I just did it.
I'm just
my pinky.
I'm just saying how. Yeah, that was just a love tap.
Yeah,
sock the microphone.
Won't happen. No. Although, you know, it could happen. Oh, Adam. Oh, no, yeah. My head will flop over.
As you go down.
And as I go down.
As you fall to the floor in a unconscious heap.
Yeah.
Your head may catch it. Yeah. Okay, we can look forward to that. Justine?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you're 20?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 months ago, I went to rehab. It was just an outpatient program for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there for weed. And about a week into it, I relapsed on meth. Mm-hmm. I never did anything before that. That was the first time I ever touched any other drug. So I went back and did the whole 2 weeks after that, and I was okay for a while, but then I started getting into drinking instead, and now I'm still living at home, and my parents are wanting to send me to, like, a transitional home.
You definitely need more structure. You got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
You should have gone to an inpatient program in the first place, it
sounds
like. Well,
I tried to, and, like, I don't have the coverage, and I tried to go back again.
That is so effed up.
Really?
I wrote a bunch about that in my book, about how frustrating it is to get the necessary treatment for people. And how people die because insurance companies won't give them what they need. But are you doing weird, relationship stuff too and sexual stuff?
No, not right now. I'm trying just to, like,
you have a history.
Get my life.
You have a history of that kind of thing?
Of what kind of stuff?
Acting out sexually and with relationships?
I guess so, a little bit. Yeah.
You need to be in a woman's home.
Oh.
Yeah.
All women.
Yeah.
Structure, at least 3 months.
Rented that.
3 months?
At least.
3 months. What's the transitional home like?
It's halfway house. It's a sober living.
Yeah. So you think I should go to one of those types
Very
of
definitely.
Things,
very definitely. And if you have access to more outpatient treatment, I would also do something.
Why is it called a halfway house?
It's a halfway between being in a hospital treatment center and the outside world. It's like a step down.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dose of treatment prior to entering the community.
I'm halfway between catatonic and a coma right now.
Yeah, right. Halfway.
That's where I am.
Yeah.
Who's talking? Is that you?
Probably God right now to you.
Is that God?
Yeah.
Do you have a mission for me? First off, sorry. I didn't know. You got to understand. You didn't give me what you go off of, and I'm skeptical. I have a mind of a scientist, God. But
He gave you that.
Yeah. You gave me that, God. Okay. Where are we going, Drew? I'm seeing spots now. I need caffeine. Let's talk to Adrian. Yeah, it means you probably went to a bad rehab place when a week into it you get on crank.
No, it means she needed a higher level of care. She needed inpatient treatment. The damn insurance company wouldn't give her what she
needed.
That's
right. That's the man. Adrian?
Yes.
You're 23. What's up?
I had a question. Is it normal for me? It's so hard for me to have an orgasm.
Mm-hmm. At 23, with intercourse or at all?
At all.
Yeah, because intercourse, that's probably never going to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, 23 can be a little different. We feel your pain, Adam. We feel it. Okay, we got it. Is your husband do oral sex on you?
Yeah.
And does he do it properly?
How does she know?
I assume.
Well, obviously not quite properly, right?
I guess not.
Are you on medication?
Do you have? Oh, quiet down.
Are you on medication?
Right now, I am Zoloft.
Okay, well, that's why you can't orgasm.
Oh, that's bad.
That makes it
even before that.
I know, but on Zoloft, it makes it almost impossible.
How long have you been on Zoloft?
Probably about a year.
Mm-hmm. How's the depression doing?
Really good, actually.
And orally, he does a good job on you, but no orgasm.
Nope.
And what about by yourself?
No, I cannot get into that. I've tried, and I just can't. Mm-hmm.
Have you never been able to do that by yourself?
Mm-mm, never.
So you've never had an orgasm?
But, men and women, same. There's all kinds of men that feel that way, all kinds. Or they would if society would let them.
All right, Drew. I like the old decaf, Drew, better.
Yeah.
Have you never had an orgasm in your entire life then?
I have, but
she has trouble having them. Yeah.
Drew, what do you got to do with it? What are you having a ticker tape parade?
I'm just asking. I don't want to tell her to talk to her doctor about switching medicines. Switch to Cerazone or Wellbutrin or Remeron.
How about that, Adrian?
Doesn't have the sexual side effects.
But doesn't, like, the Wellbutrin and stuff, doesn't that make you, like, more tired and stuff?
No, actually, Wellbutrin speeds you up.
Oh,
and
really?
Cerazone does a little sometimes, too.
Jen, why don't you get that, then?
Okay, because...
All right. There you go.
Even before I started taking the medicine?
I understand it's been a problem before, and before you were 22, and it's very common for women under the age of 22, or certainly under the age of 20, to have orgasmic difficulty. And then you go on medicine, that's going to make it impossible.
You're not going to be an orgasm machine.
Right.
No, I know that.
There's a bunch of stuff you're not going to do in your life, and you're not going to be the head of the class of orgasm you.
Okay.
Okay.
It's Orgasmville.
It's the head of the class.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, true. Come on, stop cramping on my stuff. Orgasm you.
Got it.
Okay, but here's the point. You can certainly do better than where you're at now by switching the medications.
Okay.
Right. All right. That's what you need to do then. And, try the tub.
Mm-hmm.
Tub's got to work. And she didn't say she couldn't have an orgasm. She just said they were tough.
Yeah.
Which is... still a little bit ahead of the game, especially if she's on that medication.
That's right.
Michelle?
Yeah. What's up?
You're 15?
Okay. I was wondering how I could go about getting on the pill, like, without my mom taking me in.
Call Planned Parenthood.
What?
Call Planned Parenthood.
Huh?
Planned Parenthood. 1-800-230-PLAN. P-L-A-N.
She doesn't have a pen.
And you go get a pill.
Have you heard of Planned Parenthood?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Never heard of Planned Parenthood?
No.
Really? Well, that's where young people go to get birth control services.
Okay.
You got the number?
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know.
Okay. Can you get a pen?
The world's dumbest college. Well, I've said it 1,000 times. And by the way, I was about to fall out of my chair because for the first time in the 9 years I've been doing the show. Oh, Drew. Punched the mic.
Got it. I'm good.
He's back, everybody. The point is, first time in 9 years I've been doing the show, I thought somebody actually wrote down a number that you dictated over the air.
But of course not.
It's impossible. And Drew always loves to shotgun it out. He never does that part where he says, get a pen. He just shotguns it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
No, she's not ready. Do you have a pen?
A pencil.
All right.
You have a pencil?
Yeah.
Whack it on the phone. Prove it. Do it.
There it is. Okay.
Sound like a number three.
1-800.
Okay.
230.
Okay.
PLAN.
PLAN?
Like plan.
Oh, PLAN.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so like my age and everything doesn't matter.
Over 14 usually can get things.
Oh, really? All right.
Yeah.
God love those.
Okay, that was it.
All right.
Here's from the New York State law. I have a little initiative here. It says, a 14-year-old girl wants to get a prescription for the pill. Does she need parental consent? No.
No.
Birth control pills, like other forms of contraception, must be made available to minors without parental consent.
That's in New York City.
Yeah.
But what about the rest of the country?
I think most states are that
think
way.
Think it is?
Yeah.
Good. Good and progressive.
Yeah.
It's not something that's widely advertised, but listen, kiddies, if you're young, I mean, here's the problem. I don't want 14 and 15-year-olds on the pill anymore than the next guy does, but if it means you're just going to have sex and get pregnant anyway, then I want you on the pill.
Right.
And a lot of people are hesitant to do it because they think they need their parents to go down there with them. They don't. Just go to that Planned Parenthood, get yourself some free hormones, and then get down. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. That's the show, everybody.
I've called the ambulance to have you escorted home, or transported home. I know you sure as hell aren't driving.
Need a helicopter.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is I drive a stick, so I won't be. I can't. I got to push the clutch in and move my hand.
No way. It's not going to happen.
All right. We'll get some caffeine in us and be right back tomorrow night. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I've been trying calling for like a long time.
He's gay.
Drew. Yeah, I am.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.